Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Ayin Vov in the seventh perek, Maseches Subis, perek Hamadim. So the sugya this week starts by the two dots in Ayin Vov, Omen Aleph. However, in order to properly understand the sugya, we just have to just review a little bit from last week. Okay, so let's make a review a little bit of last week. That we learned last week, the Mishnah Ayin Hei Amud Aleph talks about a case where there's a condition in the Kiddushin, whether it's specifically made or it's understood, that Amanash in Lemun. A kiddushin, assuming on the condition that there are no mumen. If there are mumen, the mumen would cause a mekach tois.
No kiddushin. Then we would
not need it yet. Yeah. If we have the basis for that, to clarify that. Yeah, it could do that. The question is, do we have the basis for that? Right? But I call upon him, right?
What does the basis mean?
What?
What does the basis mean?
I'm saying it depends if it's a suffix, so then we don't have the basis, right? If we bring Adam, then we do have the basis. Right? It could also be dependent, like we had before, whether it's a beferish or tanai or not, that if it's not beferish, then it still could require a get rabbanon. The sugya over here is discussing the monetary aspect of it. Right? Primarily, we're talking about the ksuba. We'll see in the Hemshech HaDvarim that it might even be negeya, the mois kiddushin. Right? But right now, but at this point, we're discussing the Mishnah Zich, discussing the ksuba. And the Mishnah says as follows. Right? So there's a ration, the sefer, and the Mishnah. And the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is the case at what point were the woman found. He made the Kiddushin, like we're saying, working with such a condition. The Reish, the Mishnah says that the woman were found, Bu'udah Beveis Aviha. So right now, so it's after the Kiddushin, that's really what the Mekach Tois is dependent on the Kiddushin. She's an arusa beveis aviha. Like Mishnah says, it's al ha'av lahavi raya. The av has to bring a raya that the woman first came later. If he doesn't bring the raya, then the baal does not have to pay the ksuba. As the Mishnah says, that's what that means. That if the mum were noticed while she's still beveis aviha, means before nisuin. The av has to bring the raya that the mum first came after the erusin, and that would mimela mean the stachva sadeu of the baal. Right? It's his loss after his purchase. Something happened to it. The Mishnah continues, and the Sefer of the Mishnah, we'll call it, says, Nichnas al-Rishus HaBaal. However, let's say the mum were not discovered till after Nisuin, Nichnas al-Rishus HaBaal. Then the Mishnah says, a different halach, HaBaal Tzoch L'Havi Raya. In this case over here, the Baal has to bring Raya, Sha'ad Shalom Nesayas L'Habim Ne'elu. He has to bring a Raya to his Tanya, his Tanya Mekach Tois, that the mum were there beforehand. So he has to bring a raya. V'hoye mecha mekach tois. Right? And till he brings a raya, so the halacha is that the av could be moitzi, or the isha could be moitzi, the ksuba over here, when he's megarish, right? It's a suffix, so yeah, it has to be megarish. Now, Kipshutai in the Mishnah over here that as far as the Mumin is concerned, the Baal doesn't know has no idea when the woman came, unless you know, until he brings Eidim. But I say his taina is only a taina sophic,
right? Shema.
Shema, taina shema, right? And the taina of the Baal Isha, that kipshuta is a taina zbori. Right? We'll see whether it has to be or not. I don't know, we'll see. But there is a discussion in the Mishnah about that, whether that's necessarily the case. But kipshuta, that is what the case is. Now, like this.
Yeah.
Right. But we're not going to go there right now. All right. This sugi is a very, very far-reaching sugi. So we're just going to try to sort of navigate us over here through this, the basic outline of the sugi. And but definitely, there's a lot which could and should be added into this beer outline. Okay, so we saw in the Gemara. The Gemara right away relates this machlekes to the machlekes back on your base. Machlekes and Rebbe and Rebbe Yishuv, we had a mission before. Over there, the series is that we find the Isha to be a Ba'ula. And now that she's a Ba'ula, it has a bearing on the Ksuba, right? Without getting into the Pratim. That's right, that's the case. The case over there is Akoponim, right, that similar tech to the Sefer of the Mishnah by us. Right. It's first discovered now. Right? Now the Machlekes over there, the Gemara is working with, again, without going into the different, the other Tzadim that there are, right? But the Tzadim that we're working with in this Sugi is, at the Machlekes of Yeshua and Gamliel over there, right? That's the general Machlekes that we have over there, that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that let me pion uchoyin, basically be going boss of the cheskas momin. That's the halacha over there, and therefore the baal does not have to give ksuba, whatever his tiny is, akoponim, right? At least the ksubas buula, right? He doesn't have to give the full 200, right? Akoponim, nekartois, whatever the cheshbainis are.
He might have to give the 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makoponim, right? So, Rabbi Shua over there is also both a cheskas. Mom Gamliel holds that we do take on the taina of the Av, Isha, and because the cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf, and cheskas aguf says that the hishtanis happened later, therefore at the time of the kiddushin she was a basula, right? That's in that gemara over there. So there's a machlekes over there that Gemara's working, Gemara brings to our sugya. The machlekes over there is a machlekes in simple terms, we'll call it what's odif, cheskas aguf or cheskas momen. Now, what when we say cheskas aguf and cheskas man, like we spoke last night, is cheskas aguf is what's referred to as a chazok d'meikara. That's the Gemara in Chulin brings sources for such a thing. That in the Dinei Torah there's a halacha that b'mokum sofik, when we have a sofik, there's a tool that's used. The Torah tells us to use it in tzveikis, how to deal with tzveikis. Call a chazok meikara. That means that the last previous status that was clear that it was. We assume that the status doesn't change till either it doesn't change at all, or even if it definitely changed, but it doesn't change till the last possible moment. So therefore, let's say in the sugi over there, the question there and here, both the question is what was she at the time of the kiddushin? Was she a bula basula? Did she have the mum? So if we have the right to assume that she was not, she was born in a certain status, right? Basula, that's easier. and mumin, right? Also, that we have the right to assume that we're just talking about such a mum, that she was not born with, right? Even if, like mentioned last time, the kids that even if it's a sophic, but there could be basis also that to make possibly to create a chazoka based on a roiv, right? And therefore, that even if it's maybe it's the type of that possibly could have been at the time when she was born, but a roiv maybe will tell us that it wasn't, and that could possibly establish a status. That's the challenge we're showing him. Makoponim. But let's, however we get there, but that where she's originally was in the status of what Adam was. What?
Don't we pass get Ein Hochem B'Momrach HaRov?
Okay, yeah. Okay, like I said, I don't want to get involved in that right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Akoponim. Hakoparim. So let's see. So we have a chazaka. We have a chazaka. That's the chazaka mikor. It's the cheskes haguf. It's important that Gamliel shita is that a cheskes haguf works against the cheskes momen. Now this is dafka cheskes haguf, right? Not all chazaka de meikoros. Only a cheskes haguf. Wherever that difference, that adifus comes from, also something which needs explanation, needs a source. But that's what we're going to work with right now. That's already sourced in the sugya on the Afi Beis. Now we're talking about a cheskes momen. So simply, what that means is it's a different halacha than that of a chazak meikara, cheskas momen, even though maybe the word sounds the same, but the pashtus of when we talk cheskas momen, and we'll see a little bit, more when we head into the sugi, this week's daf, but we're talking about, Amozuk. That's what we're talking about. Right. Right. That's what the din is. In those terms, then the issue over here will be whether the cheskas haguf has the power to be moitzi from the mozuk. Right. That's the issue over here. That means that so the mozuk really doesn't talk. It doesn't say anything. It's not like a chazok which tells us to assume a certain sad. Right? The mochzuk is just a position in the moment, and being that the moment is by him, and in order to extract the moment, that means you're changing the reshus of where the money is. I need a power in order to do that. And the question is, you know, what kind of power do I need, or is the cheskas momen, cheskas haguf sufficient to do that? The chesaguf, I mean, right? However, chazokas, like I mentioned before, chazokas taka talk, right? If you put your ear to them, you'll hear them talking, right? They have a definite opinion. They're very opinionated. Right?
They help to be mavara a sofik.
Yeah, right. To whatever that means, but they right. They're mavara and they're machlit. They tell us a definite direction, right? To what degree, to what power they have, right? That could be dependent. But akoponim, but they talk and they you know they have their opinion on the matter. The mulsuk in the moment is not giving any definite opinion on it. Just the fact that it's by him, so you know you want to be maitzit, you know, so you need a power to be maitzit, a basis, some kind of backing. you know, to make the transfer. Okay.
the Torah says to be motzi mamon. Normally, you need two edim, right? So maybe that shows the power of the mochzik from there. That you can't take money out from where it is unless you have a definite right.
Okay. That might be. I mean, the Gemara sounds like. that maybe the mursik is a svara. Is a svara, man de koiv, the Gemara says, in Bava Kama. Akulponim, yeah, okay, so that's the machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and that will translate, that really should translate to our Gemara over here. That will just replace Ba'ula Basula with Mum and Not Mum. And that's the issue over here. Was she a Baal HaSum at the time of the Kiddushin? If she was, then that'll be a Mekach Tois. If not, then it's in Takfas HaDei. If it happened afterwards, you know, it's the Baal suffers. That's the Sofik over here. And again, so we have the Cheskas HaGof and the Cheskas Momin. And that's what the Gemara initially makes the point, that like this chil that the Mishnah makes, like, you know, who's Rishus, you find the Momin are really shouldn't make any difference, to the effect that the Gemara says that you know, this really should be dependent on Rangulon Bishua, and if so, it's a steep thin ratio and the Sefer. But the ratio of the Mishnah says that the Av has to bring the Raya, that means that we're going to bust the Cheskas Momin, the Sefer, in that case, that the Halacha is that the Baal has to bring the Raya, that means go on Basa the Cheskas Aguf. So like this. So Zoch the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer is the first Mahalach in the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer is Tav Mishnah Shanazu Lo Shanazu. Zoch Rebbe Lezer that you're all right, 100% you're right, and Echanami, that the Raya and the Sefer do not go together. They're two different Tanoim in the Mishnah. Right? The Raya, which is the Av has to bring the Raya, is Rebbe Shu, and the Sefer is Gamliel. And Rashi says that in a chenami, and therefore, really, both cases have the same halacha. Right? Okay, we're not going to go right now into that cheshbin. The cheshbin saw it last time. She said, Taisvis, akoponim, that's Rebbe Lezer's mahalach. Okay, so again, so, according to Rebbe Lezer, that this is this has the same exact din as the Machlokes was in Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua and Gamliel on Daf Yud Beis, and in a Chanami, that the race of Rebbe Yeshua and the Sefer is Gamliel. That is that Mahalach of Rebbe Lezer. Nochtan Nimor brings Rovo, right? Rovo says the famous words of Kaninsu Kanhoyu, which is something which needs a lot of explanation. And sufficient beer we're not going to be doing right now, but let's just try to just act upon him to categorize it. Right? Just put it where it belongs. It's like this. Rashi explains that essentially the Mishnah is Rebbe Gamliel. Right? Now, if the Mishnah is Rebbe Gamliel, so the Sefer is fine. Right? That's the halacha. We can go with the Chesed Sagov, and that's why the Av has to bring the Raya. So what's with the ratio of the Mishnah?
The Baal.
Yeah, Baal has to bring the Raya. So what's with the ratio of the Mishnah? So that's where the lochala of kanimtsu kanhoyu plays the role. Kanimtsu. So kanimtsu. The words. What the words are saying. Kanimtsu kanhoyu. That means that if the mumu were found in this yeshus kanhoyu, they were here. They were here. And because of this idea of kanimtsu kanhoyu, that's telling us to some degree, in some way, that the mumim were here at the time that she was nichnas into this rishus, which namely means, according to what's important for us, that the mumim were here before the erisin. If the mumim were here before the erisin, so that's why Betzim, you know, that will tell us that we have to dan over here mekach tois. And that's why the halacha is that the av has to bring. That the Av has to bring the Raya, right? If he doesn't bring the Raya, then he can't be Moitzi.
It's basically going the opposite direction of Cheskes Aguf.
Well, so that's maybe one explanation of what this is. I mean, it really has to do with the sefer. So in Reish, it's easy to talk like that. Right.
Some of us have said you don't need the svar.
Okay. We're heading there. Right. So that case, I'm saying, if you're aware of that, so then that's why it's not so simple. Right. Comment, the initial comment. Right. Right. Okay. So let's see. So the kanim sukanhoi. So what we said was like this. Right. And that's really what we mentioned, that the sefer. The halacha that stems very well with Rambam Uliel. You have the Cheskas Haguf, and the Reisha Kanimsu Kanhoyu. Kanimsu Kanhoyu is telling us that the mum were here before. In the sefer, let's just see. You know, even if we had it, what the Kanimsu Kanhoyu tells us. Is that since they're found b'shus the at the time that she's in the b'shus of the Baal, so Kan Hoyu, this is where they developed, and
after Harrison or after Nesuin? That's the question.
I mean, it's not really relevant to us, right?
But
it's Rishuyus. It's
Rishuyus
after Nesuin. That's
but it's not likely because usually the Bir Rishona is a very short time after the chuppah, and therefore for the man to be ma'anis her, or for the woman to develop suddenly between the chuppah and the Bir Rishona, which is a matter of hours, is very unlikely.
Okay. So the way we're talking right now is that. Whether we'll be able to actually use that over here, right? Because of the horror that you're saying, but in truth, over here we don't really need it, right? We have the Cheskas Haguf. We'll come back in a second just to see after we see the ratio. So we'll see. Practically speaking, we don't really need to use it. Now, what's in the ratio? Now the ratio of Rabbi Leo's shita is that. You go bust the Cheskas Haguf, right? So this kanim sukanhoyu is going to be misnaged the Cheskas Haguf, right? And that's why you can't use the Cheskas Haguf. Now, you mentioned last time that the kanim sukanhoyu, what that is, what its power is. Like we said before, a chazaka is something that talks. Right, it has an opinion, and we have to deal with its opinion, a positive opinion. He's a man d'omar. However, the kanim sukanhoyu is that also some type of chazoka which talks, and we have to it has a klei hamachria, and that's what it is. You know, it's talking keneged the cheskas haguf, and it's better than the cheskas haguf. Is that the pshat over here? Rashi is right. Rashi said it was mashma that itaka doesn't have its own koyach hamachria. What it could do is that it'll just create a reisa. It could weaken the cheskas haguf. And being that it's only because of the adifas that the cheskas haguf has over shach hazok, so Ramil holds that the Cheskas Haguf is mighty from Amulzik. So if the Cheskas Haguf will be weakened with the Reisa, so Hodadina, it wouldn't be better than Shar Chazokas that can't be mighty. And that's why Ramlil would be mighty in the case of the Reisa, that the Cheskas Momen is Odif, Tahainu, according to the way we're calling it, that we don't have the koyach himaytzi from the mulzik. The mulzik mechavel overaya. The mulzik, right? We don't have the proper power to be maitzi, and that's why the halacha is that the baal will hold on to his money until the av brings araya. So the kanim sukan hoyu, what that's doing, we're just creating a reyesa. It's creating a reyesa. Now, in the sefer, the Kanitz Kanhoy, on the contrary, is heading in the same direction as the Cheskas Aguf, right? So therefore, right, it's not really relevant, b'chlal, right? First of all, we're saying that what it does is just a reza. So if it's not going against the Cheskas Aguf, it's not relevant at all. So the sefer, according to what we're saying, is Rabbi Gamliel's din, like we have. That's the Cheskas Aguf, which is being b'machriya, and the Kanimsu over there. At either Bechlal is not relevant, maybe going to Rabbi Eliyahu is being Ma'ir. And even if it would be relevant, but again, it's not talking against the Cheskas Aguf. So the Cheskas Aguf will be Machriya. In the Reish,
why isn't it talking against the Cheskas Aguf?
Because the Kanims Kanhoyu in the Seif will be saying that the Mumin were here in the Rishus of the Baal. And that's the Chesaguf says that they came later after the Erisin. So they're both talking the same thing, right? They're both saying that the Mumin came after the Erisin.
So if we say that, well, if this is how it is, this is how it was, right? So why does the was say it's only, why does it go all the way back to the beginning?
Okay, so this question is maybe an understanding question. It doesn't change the Gemara, right? So it means that what it says in the Gemara, the Kanit Kanhoyu is halacha in Rishuyus, right?
Right.
So therefore, if you find Rishuyus of the Baal, Kanhoyu means Rishuyus of the Baal. So it's not a simple chazok of the hashto with that, which just sends things back. Right, it's taka limited to the rishus that it is, and therefore kanimsu b'shus the baal kanhoyu and b'shus abaal. That's what it means. They were not here.
Okay. Right.
Now, why? How? That's more advanced question. But I believe that that's what it says. Right. That's what we have.
I agree. That's what it says.
Okay.
The Gemara brings this whole thing about edam b'shus b'kos alim ke boto. But this whole svara is only, in my opinion, only nogia to our discussion of women, but it cannot be transferred back to the discussion of Basula Ba'ula from Yud Beis, because I don't even...
Which discussion of...
Whether Ein Adam Shosa Bikos Elayim Kein Bodko or Ein Adam Mafais B'Mumin.
Okay.
I don't think that's relevant to Basula Ba'ula on Yud Beis, in my opinion, because back on Yud Beis, the Basula Bula, even if he had his female relatives check her out, they're not going to find out whether she's a Basula or a Bula.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. And Gretna, right now, I'm trying to navigate to not get involved in that. Okay? All right, because that's not relevant for our discussion.
Can you just answer one question? Is the concept of Enid Meshosa Kosalim in
Kimboko
and
Ain
of the
Mephis
Mumin, are those two opposite things?
So you're asking a fundamental question, right? Which takes us into a different topic.
Okay.
So if I can have your rishus, I'd rather not get into that right now. Okay. Okay. So we just spoke about Mahalach number two. In understanding the Mishnah, that Shitas Rava, and that's how Rashi explains that Rava holds that the Tana is Gamliel, that's what we paskin like, and Gamliel is Moide in this case in the Reishi. He happens to be speaking, right, like I said before, he's speaking, if it's Nimsis, after Nisuin, right, in a Chanami, if somehow we would, know that she was find that she's a besula b'shus aviha after the erisin, then in Echnam maybe it will be the same thing. Okay, so that's Rava. Okay, we'll hold it at that. Okay, and then we have Nigmora Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi is the final teretz of the Gemara. And Rav Ashi also going going with this cheshbon that the Tanna mentions Ring Amliel and the Reisha in the Mishnah Ring Amliel's Moida. What happened to Cheska Sangolf? So on that, Ravashi says the Reisha Mona La Abba B'Yodcho. Mona La Abba B'Yodcho. That Ravashi says that there's a chilak over here between the Reish and the Sefer is that is the Bas still B'Shus the Av or not? The moment is in the ratio, she's B'Shus the Av, so the moment is the moment Ksuba, which is in question over here, it belongs to the Av.
He's talking about the Tana or Naira.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's the Toiveya over here, he's the Baal Din over here, and therefore the issue would be that to use her Chazaka to help him, Mashenkin in the Sefer, that she's ready Yotze Mishusoi Aidei the Nisuin, and so she's the Baal Din over here, and the issue is to use the Chazaka for herself. And that's how Rav Ashi explains that's the chiluk over here, that her chazaka can only help for herself when she's the Toiveya, but it can't help for someone else. So in the Reisha, her chazaka taka doesn't help for her father Bechlau. So Shitzing Amliel, which is based on the Cheskel Saguf, is non relevant in the Reisha. That's what halacha is that we'll go boss in the Cheskas moment of the Baal. Until I'll have to bring the raya, and tafka in the sefer when she's b'shus the baal, she's akapon yotza from the b'shus of the av. So then now her chazaka is relevant to help in the din Torah because now she's the baal is din.
And back on your days, it was in the b'shus of the baal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what the Gemara tells us. What?
I was just going to ask, how do you explain that the chazaka shouldn't help for the father?
Okay, yeah.
No, I was wondering
the same thing.
Okay, right.
Thank you, Michael.
Right. Something that Taka needs explanation. I'm not going to tell you right now explanation. I'll just reference this. Right, to something we had something similar back in the sugyas over there a little bit later, right, in the sugyas which were negeya more psulim and yuchsin, right, the mishnayos over there that talks about ruum daberes, right,
mu beres.
Midaberes, right?
The Mishnah says she was talking with a man.
Remember Shalom, what that means, right? Right, Muberes, right? But over there, right. There's a Shiloh of a Znus, right? And the Shiloh is what's the status of the boil, Benegeh to Pasling, her Likuhuna, what's the status? The status of the Bas. Right, so over there, the Gemara, we had in the Gemara over there, the Shaila of Cheskas Ha'em Mahani Labas. Right, remember such a concept, a similar idea, whether the Chazaka, the Cheskas Ha'em over there, there's a Cheskas Kashis of the Aim, right, and there's Machlekas over there, whether the Cheskas Ha'em is Mahani Labas, just, a similar concept, right? Maybe for Ma'ayin, well into it.
Is the one who was Midaberes and the Bas is her daughter?
The Bas is the one who's born from this.
The one who's born
from
this daughter nurse. the daughter of who is Midaberes, the daughter of that lady.
Yeah, I mean she's okay. Right. She actually she's the Toilada of this nurse.
Right.
Right, so really, I mean, it's one's nose, right? You know, who's that same boil, right? Nevertheless, that there's a time in the Gemara that the Ches Kashus the aim will help for her, but not for the Bas, right? Mm-hmm. Such an idea that the Chazokim
only helps
for that. Alright, okay, so I'm just giving you a marmokum and maybe I can arouse the memory. If we had an understanding there, right, we could we could bring it over to here. But I'm not going to say more than that right now. Okay? Okay, so basically we have three pshatim in the Mishnah, right? Three explanations in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, with that said, let's continue on to this week's piece of Gemara. We have over here a transaction, right? You know, primarily, we could call it a mechir, right? Right? That is a machle por b'chamor, right? That there.
There's a kinyan chalipin.
That's the kinyan over here that's being made, right? The maisa mashiach is being done on the para, and that should in turn transfer the para into from the shus of the baal para to baal chamor, and then the vice versa, the chamor which is being used as the payment will be switched.
Why does it say below hispik? Limshoch, he doesn't have to do Mashiach, the second one.
Mm-hmm, okay, that's a good question, a valid question. Alright. I don't have the answer for you. Alright, someone saw something about this. I was not able to be my eye into that, but that's a valid question because the chur, it's not necessary.
The only thing I thought is that maybe it reads better according to the way the Rif flows the Gemara than according to Rashi.
Okay, that's an advanced answer. Okay, we'll have to put that into the put on the side when we get there. Okay, but it's a valid question, right? And after we learn the sugi, well, maybe it'll be nisbar. Maybe we'll see something in a Rashi, but we're not going to focus on that right now. Okay. Yes, so what's happening over here is amach bal chamor moshach bal chamor esapor v'hispik bal apor limshach mesachamor ad shemei sachamor. Okay, so let's get straight what the case over here is. Right, we have two people, the bal apor and the bal chamor, and the plan over here is that we're going to be making a mashiach on the por. Right, so the bal hachamor is making the Mashiach on the Paro, to transfer the Paro into his Rishos, and thereby transfer his Chamor into the Baal Paro's Rishos. And he makes the Mashiach, the Chamor, he comes over to his house, or whatever it is, makes the Mashiach, or wherever the proper Rishos to make a Mashiach is. And his Chamor is back in his house, and he makes the Mashiach. We come back to the Chamor and we see the Chamor is mace. And there's a sophic that was the Chamor alive at the time or not. Right? The Kinyan Chalipin can only work if we have the payment which is going to be the Chamor alive at the time. So the sophic over here is that did the transaction go through or not? That's the issue over here. That if the Chamor was alive at the times, and then there was a transfer, and the Parah became property of the Baal HaChamor, the Chamor became property of the Baal Parah, and Shein Estach Vasadeu, right? That it died, but it's his loss. And, the Baal HaChamor will walk away with his new purchase, the Parah. However,
he already has.
Yeah, it'll be his in din. It'll be his if that's what happened. Now on the tzad that it died before, so there was no chalipin, and therefore things have to be returned. Namely, the para has to be given back to the. To the Baal HaChamor, or else right, the Pora has to be given back to the Baal Pora. At least this transaction didn't work, right? You want to try again something else? Fine, that's not our ASIC right now. Okay, but over here it's a Sophic toss, right? So what's the halacha now, right? It's a Sophic when it died. Zokt Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmuel, the following, that the halacha is like this. Al Baal HaChamor lo havi raya Shahi Chamoy Rekayim B'Shas B'Shichas Haparah. The halacha is that this person, the Baal Chamor, who made the Mashicha, he has to bring the Raya. Yes, it means he has to give it back. It's a Sofik over here. He's really holding the Parah right now. The Parah is rightfully by him. It means he was given the go ahead to make the Mashicha, right? It's not like he took it. It's by him Shlebishos. It's rightfully by him. Nevertheless, the halacha is that he has to give it back. That's what Shmuel paskins. Now,
it's a very big chiddush.
Okay, we'll get there in a second. It's just the Tzuras HaDvarim in the Gemara is and there's a Vitana Tuna Kal, right? So Shmuel paskin the halacha in this case of Machla Por B'Chamor, right? The halacha that he paskined according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because we know Maskans HaGemara, there might be a different opinion on what Shmuel's sheet in this case is. But Akoponim, right, this Gemara says that Shmuel paskin that halacha is that Al Baal HaChamor L'Havi Raya, which basically means that he has to give back the para, V'tana Tuna Kala. And he brought a raya to this psak from our Mishnah. Right? Kala refers to our Mishnah. Shain Adkan. That's what he said. And the Hemshech HaGemara over here should try to find that which Bava, or where in the Mishnah, is possibly a raya to what he said. Now Avadam. Right, like Rabbi Yo says over here, that the first thing over here is to have to try to understand what is the basis of this psak over here. What's the basis of this psak? so let's see what we have lefoneinu. Right, right. So the sofik over here is when did this chamor die? Before the Mashiach or after the Mashiach? Right, so. Using what different chazokas that we had before. Okay, so then we have the cheskas aguf, right? The cheskas chai, we'll call it.
Cheskas aguf is that the chamor was alive for the latest moment possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So that cheska, the chazoka of the chamor, right, will say that. So that really works on the side of the baal chamor. Right, that it was alive at the time of the transaction. Therefore, the chalipin was a good chalipin. Now, as far as Muzig is concerned,
who's holding the part,
right?
So he has the Muzig.
So it would seem like he has all the power over here. So
and there's what, a third thing in his
what
favor.
What is the basis?
There's a third thing in his favor.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What?
The Safik wasn't Noilat in his Rishus. Because it wasn't it's considered that after the Mashiach took place that the suffering was not in the Mashiach of the Baal HaPar.
Okay. The Kanimsu. That's what you're referring to?
What's that?
I'm saying, what is that fact? Is that?
Rashi says it turns into after the Baal HaChamor does the Mashicha, so then the Chamor is considered to be in the Rishus of the Baal HaPar.
Okay, I'm saying, but what din are you referring to?
So you're learning that the Kan Nimsu Kan Hayo goes also in the Sefer of the Mishnah. That's what you're saying, isn't it? Listen, think about what you're saying, no?
Yeah.
That's the way you're learning, right?
Yes.
If it only goes in the Reisha, then Kanimsu Kanhayu isn't applicable in this to the Baal HaPar.
Right. See, he's just letting you know that you mentioned a different view before, so this is questionable. Right. Okay. But let's hear again. Let's hear what we have. So we don't even understand Shmuel's din, right? The first thing is to understand what Shmuel's din is. Then we can start talking about bringing a raya to what he's saying. But how do you understand the Iker Halacha, right? So we're looking at this halacha and we don't understand. I mean, he has all the power behind him. What could go wrong over here? What's yeah. Okay, so the truth is that this is what Tosfos, right? Right away, Tosfos wants to know Pshat in this din over here. And Tosfos brings for us a new concept, a new idea, a new chazaka, which is called Morakamo. Morakamo, right? What is Morakamo? Morakamo is halach in Hilchis Mominis. That's what the din of Morakamo is. Morakamo means the original owner, right? That who was the last owner in it before the Sufik arose?
Last definite owner.
Right, definite owner. Right? That's good. That's the word we're looking for. That last definite owner. That's called Morakamo. The Morakamo. Now, Morakamo, we can understand possibly. But in Acharim, what Morakamo is? Morakamo possibly is some kind of a, it works like a chazaka de meikara, right? That the last established owner, we assume that his ownership is still in the status of his ownership until we prove otherwise. So
this,
over here,
Morakamo is only by mammon, this concept, right?
Right. Right. So, like as we mentioned before, the idea of chazaka meikara, the simpler application is when you have a soul where something changed or did not change, and the chazaka meikara says that it did not change. Right. It remained in the status that it's in. Now, if you're forced to say it changed, right, then it could tell us that akoponim, but it stayed in its status till that point that we're forced to say otherwise. And that's why, like in our sugya, that's why. So, if the mokum hasofik is sometime in the past, right? That's how the chazaka meikara will say that at the time of the sofik, it was still in original status. Rakapani in Morakamo.
Talking about the para, or talking about the chamor.
Well, I didn't come back to us yet, right? Right. So, I'm saying, but what my point over here is that over here, if we understand Morakamo, in that it's a chazak meikara. So this is in the simple fashion. That means that the status remain. Question over here is right today is who does this belong to, right? Who does the par belong to? That's the issue over here. So the Morakama says that, well, you know, the Bala par, he owned it before this chalipin. Right? It's a sofik whether it left his rishos. Right? Was the chalipin a good chalipin which would transfer out of his rishos? So that's the locha that the Morakamo that we assume that remained in the status, and that will tell us that it did not change the rishos because in this situation it'll tell us that the chamor was not alive at the time.
So right? therefore if you work with this far of Morakamo, the bala para is the muhsik on the para. He has the cheskes mamon.
That he has a chazaka. He has a chazaka, and that's the basis of in the Sufik.
Because the par and his rishus, because he was the Morakamo, therefore now he's the muhsik on the mamon.
So you're saying alumnus over here. I'm not sure if you realize that's what you're doing, but I was talking a little bit different, right? I was talking that it's a chazaka meikara.
It's a different
chazaka. That's what I was talking.
But then it's two against one.
What?
Then it's two against one.
Okay.
So.
But I mean, the first step over is just to find a power b'chlal. Right, then we'll have to see, you know, how it works, right? You know what it's going against, right? So but the first step that we're just, because our original question was that you know all the power is in the hand of the Baal HaChamor, right? That was our question. Is it happening, passing, otherwise? So we just found akoponim, a basis, something backing, right? Something backing the Baal HaPara, right? The him to get his Para back.
So if I can understand what the Rav is saying, is until now we've been using chazaka miyikara as a physical miyikara, right?
Right,
and now we're extending it to even a logical thing of ownership. In other words, that there's a ownership isn't anything physical in the world, but there's a logical concept that that ownership exists, and that we're saying that the chazaka mikara of ownership also goes into a cheskas mikara. Is that
okay? That's right. That is right. That is right. Just once you spoke it like that, just to mention over here, because I'm not sure clearly what the cheskas haguf, right, is a metzias, right? But we know that chazokas are not limited to that, right? The cheskas kashrus, right? That we're all familiar with that, mm-hmm. right? What we're adding over here is that an ownership, like saying, right? Specifically, ownership, right, could also have a chashivas of a status, which hilchas chazokas apply to that. Now in Ochinami, right? So also the first step that we did over here is that we just gave some backing b'chlal to the Baal HaPor, right? What does he have, right? But you're still going the next step and you're questioning. Okay, fine, but he had this. He has this the Morikamo. The other person has the Mulzuk and the Cheskas Haguf.
So we saw in the previous sugya where we had the two against one. Right? The way I learned it with my chavrus is there's really four chazakas that we were dealing with in the previous sugya.
Okay.
And when we said two against one, we weren't paying attention to cheskas mamam, right? So, it was only after we ended up in the not being able to machria between the other chazakas that we brought in the...
Because that was going contra Gamliel. Right. That was going contra Gamliel, and Gamliel says that cheskas mamon doesn't stand up against cheskas haguf.
But I thought you were going to bring in the other chesed.
But
that's what the footnote in English said.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because Rav Gamliel said
that's a Rashi.
What?
It's a Rashi. Okay.
Okay.
It's
a Rashi. Yeah. Top Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Okay.
Okay.
Maybe Rashi
got it
in English.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
in this case, according to that, so on the contrary, the cheskas haguf and the cheskas mamon are both
right.
So
that
they're on the same team.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. what we will need to say over here in order to understand this, akoponim, I might have to adjust this a little bit, but what we'll need to say over here is as follows, that the morakama, right, first of all, even put the cheskas haguf on the side for a second. What about as far as the momentous is concerned itself? There's a mochzuk with a morakama.
Rabbi Weinstein said that the Bala Par is the Marakama.
You kind of pushed him in that direction. I'm not sure that's what
we're saying. I would say that is the nidden over here. That might also be true, right? Who owns the chamor? But
the main nidden is who owns the par.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, when you bring a marakam into the discussion, that makes the bala par the marakam in regards to the par.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives him some power to at least be in the discussion.
Right, right.
But we're not discussing the Marek Hamer in regards to the Hamar at the moment.
I mean, it's gonna say the same thing, right? I don't know if it's relevant to talk about Marukama specifically there, right?
I thought it was because you want to know whose Rishus was the Suffolk Dola then.
Why do we want to know that? Do we want to know that?
Depending on how you learn the whole story.
Right. So at this point, we're just trying to figure out Shmuel, right? So unless that will help us, then I wouldn't bring it in at the moment. Okay?
Okay,
so that was the first step. Now we're going to the next step, and we're dealing with the power level of each of these things, because this Morakama seems to be winning the Din Torah, right? Hagam that it's going against other things, right? So just to bring out how things are going to have to work over here, is that let's even first size up the Morakama with the Muzik, right? What is the din if you have a Morakama against the Muzik? So the truth is that it's not so simple, right? What the halacha is, there definitely are sources which are faket that a Muzik is better than a Morakama. But for our purposes over here, right, we could say that this Shmuel holds not like that, and Shmuel holds that a Morakama is better than a Muzik, right?
Is it Talui in what the Taina is? Meaning, if the Muzik is Tainaing that it was never belonged to the other guy, then maybe the Muzik is better than the Marakama, because he's mamish tining against the Marakama itself.
Okay.
But if he's saying, no, Taki it was his, and we made a Kinyan, but now the whole Kinyan itself is in Suffolk, so maybe his status of a Muzik kind of goes away, because he himself is saying, my whole Chazaka is Talui in this Kinyan, and that Kinyan now that it's Mutal B'Suffolk. So it's like he's being, it's like a Reisa in his whole Cheskas Amamon, in his being a Muzik. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay, so it really depends on what establishes a Muzik. I think the Pashtus Hadvarim is that Muzik really, that's what's Mivuyer in the Sugis, is really established with appointment, the right to hold what you're holding, right?
The right or the fact that you're holding?
I said right, okay. because if you're not holding it rightfully, then a tfisa, you know, might not necessarily give you a teres muzik.
I grab your watch and I'm holding it. This is really kind of the point that I was trying to say.
If the fact that he's muksuk and holding it, if he himself admits that he's only holding it because he holds there was a kinyan, but the whole kinyan was besuffic, then there's really the koach of his being a muksuk is really a nothing. There's no chazaka there because the fact that he's holding it doesn't mean anything.
You're right. See, but muxik really is really in the sophic that, you know, if it's an established sophic, right? If it's a valid sophic, it means the tutsdodim, right? So now I'm holding it based on one of the tutsdodim, and the reason why I can keep it is because there is such a tzad over here, right? That exists. So I have a basis for what I'm holding it. You want to take it? Well, you know, you need a koyach to get it away from me. So I'm not. So even though you're right that it might not be true the whole thing, but on the other side, on the lidach gisa, that there's a valid sofik over here, and I have a true tzad in what's happening over here.
Okay, but I'm going to say it the other way. He's moda that the para originally belonged to the balak para,
right?
And now we have a sofik. So now he wants to say, I want to be motzi. I admit it was his. And I want to be motzi it from him, saying that there was a kinyan that itself is mutable suffolk. So based on the suffolk, I want to be motzi it from him.
Okay, okay. I mean, it's you're right that clapping his mukzakus, but if the din of mukzak is just totally on holding something, that's all it is. Holding something, being by me, and making the transfer. That's really the power of the mukzak. Then it will be sufficient. It will be sufficient. I mean, the truth is that most of the sfeikas that we have in Shas are of this nature, that it might not be, you might be a zero here, right? That's not a pircha on muzik. Novos that what we could dan is it, which is odif, right? That maybe Murakama Taka has the ability to be mitzi from a muzik, right? Possibly. So Akapadim, in this sugi, it would seem that's what's happening over here, right? It seems that the Mordekama is odif from the Mulzik, and it's mighty from the Mulzik.
But it's still two against one.
Now the Cheskas Aguf, right? Cheskas Aguf, right? So, I mean, so in numbers over here, you know, I don't think we could change the numbers. The numbers are the numbers. I think what we have to work over here with is that Hagam, that we have those two Chazakas, nevertheless, Murakam is going to be better, right? That's going to be...
Better than both of them?
Yeah. 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 Right. That is l'chor what we're going to be saying over here. That now like this. Now, Tosfos discusses over here this shaila in the ikar. What is it? See Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Al balach hamor. Just see a few important lines in the Tosfos. Al balach hamor l'havi raya. Right? He's asked the question, what's the pshat in this? Right? He's a mulzik. Bachma right now, he's a mulzik. He's holding the poro, rightfully holding the poro. Rightfully means that he was given reshus to take it, to make the mashicham. And the cheskas haguf nami misayalei, oy bezoiv havalon lo'ukme hachamor becheskas shahoyekayim. That's Tosfos' question. Asks Tosfos that, you know, both of the powers over here really are in the Baal Hamor. Zok Tosfos, the reason for Shmuel is Morakam. Morakam. Right? So it sounds like in Tosfos that's what he's saying. That in the Chanan, Morakama is taka better than both of these things. Now, like this. Now, see. If Morakama, right, was just a chazaka de Meikara, so then we would need a little bit explanation, right? Like, you know, why is it better? I mean, if anything, we know that Cheskas Haguf is better than the regular chazaka de Meikara. But Akoponim, you know, why is it better? So the truth is like this: is that there is a shaila nachreinim. We'll just give you the other tzad over here. Is that the din of Morakama is not a halacha of a chazaka d'meikara, but the din of Morakama is more like Rebbe Yo started talking, maybe niba v'lo yod maniba, but. But it's a muhzokus. That's what it is, right? That's what it is. Is that the din of Morakame is that in Hilchus Mominis, there's a power of a muhzik, who we see it by and who's the moitzi. So the previous established owner, possibly, that's what this halacha is, that it's muhzokus. Now again, right, we have to match. So now it becomes similar to the concept as a muzik, as a physical muzik, someone who's actually, right, holding it. And so again, the idea over here is that the last, what was the word again?
Definite.
Last definite owner, it, right? We see it by him. That's what it means. You know, it's not a chazok mekor which tells us, you know, the status didn't change, but the understanding and what we see it is that we see it's by him. That's what it means. He's the mosuk, right? It's an outlook. That's what it is. He has the power, as if it's by him, right? He's dominating it. It's still a sophic, right? But we see it by him. Similar to the idea of a mulzik. Now we have two types of mulzokus. We have a physical mulzik and a morakama dika mulzik, right? Now this, again, you know, which is a better mulzokus? So akoponim, this gemara, according to what we're saying over here, that possibly that the mulzokus of the morakama is a stronger mulzokus. Right, that's what it is. Now, if that's what it is, right, so then that's koyveh the mochzokus. So it's not really relevant, right? Even before this discussion, like we said before, a mochzok really doesn't really talk, right? A mochzok is, you know, if we see it by you, then the other person needs the power to be moitzi, right? That's what a mochzok is. Akoponim, but so if we make the Baal Pora into the Mulzik through the Morakama, right? So now the issue just is that Chesus Aguv, could Chesus Aguv be Moiti from such a thing? So then we can already say that Ring Omlil is Moide, that Chesus Aguv can't be Moiti from that strong type of Mulzokas of Morakama. He only said it's Moiti from a cheskas moment, right? From a mulzik, but from a morakama, it's not moitzi.
You're ignoring the fact that the Baal Chamor is holding the power right now.
Right. See, because we said that these are two types of mulzokas, and a morakama is a better mulzik, right? Right. So that's not a mulzik. Not really something that which could add together with a chazaka. Right? A mulzik is just a position, you know, who do we see, who's it by? Who's the moitzi, who's the mahut, right? So, you know, if there are two types of mulzokus, there's one called a physical mulzok, then you have the mulzik of a murakama. So if the mulzik of a murakama is better, it means it establishes he's the real mulzik in this din Torah, so fine, so that's all we have over here. Now, so against that, all we have right now is the cheskes aguf, which true, the cheskes aguf taka has the hech to be moitzi. That's true. But we only find that it's only moitzi from a mulzik, which is weaker, right? Right? As far as what we're dealing with over here. Right? This is a stronger kind of mulzik, because it's madif over the mulzik b'mitzis. And that's how we could have possibly understood over here why Shmuel Paskin, that we're going to give back the parah to the Baal parah, because he's the marakam, right? So that's what Tosfos is telling us, that we're working with the Murakama, and we're trying just to give a little bit of explanation that why is the Murakama winning over here? There are other Kaiches over here which seem to be on the side of the Baal Chamor. So with a little bit of this Lomdis, we can understand why is it that the Murakama over here will win out. Now, Tosfos, let's just. I hope it's not going to confuse you, but just in order to we shouldn't walk away misled, right? That Tosfos, and this is important. Maramokim, right? The famous Gemara in Daf Kuf, Machapor Bechamor over there in the sugya, in where is that? It's in Bav Metzia. In Bav Metzia is mivuyer not like that. That sugi is mivuyer that a mulzik is better than a morakam. That's really the first taisis that question that taisis asks. And taisis says,
so what's that case?
That's a similar kind of case by us. Machl por b'chamor, right? The same idea, right? The Gemara over there, you know. I think Paskin Ziachleiku and from the Gemara's Kashus, right? Lechse b'shus that mankind, the Gemara asks, right? That's the first question. Why is it Ziachleiku? Fret Gemara, see where it is, right? Right. So the Gemara is going Bosar. Okay, let's go boss of the Morakamu. So you see from the way the Gemara asks that the Muzik would have won over the Morakamu. Only after there's no Muzik, then the Gemara says, okay, I'll go punish, let's go boss of the Morakamu. Why is it the Achleiku? Right? That's that Gemara. So in that Gemara is Mevuyer that if you have a Muzik and a Morakamu which are opposing each other, then the Muzik is Taka Odif, right? Which is Fakir from this Gemara. So Taisa says, fine, in a Chanami, right? That might be the maskon of this Gemara, right? And we know our Gemara at the end changes over, right? Right? Rambam Cheskel, who was that? What was it? Right? He didn't have such confidence in his brother, Achi Yehuda.
Rav Yehuda,
yeah. Right, Akoponim, right, so the Maskonas HaGemora, right, comes out that not like that, is not what Shmuel said, right, so there was Abtaisvis, but come on, Nachanami, so that Kamon Dafkuf is after the Maskonas HaGemora, the things change over here. So I'll leave with the Emes, right, just that we shouldn't walk away, right, you know, after we're saying, I got into beer, I got to explanation, like, sometimes you explain something, like a half minute more, so good that you push it, you walk away thinking that this is the truth of the matter. Right, but
sorry, I'm just now. If you don't want to answer this question, okay. I have to answer it.
Okay.
That sugi over there says yachloku, so it's going like sumchus.
Yeah.
Do we paskin like sumchus or paskin
so mosim mechaver alavar? That's also shalim. Shalim Moshe Shalim don't paskin like sumchus. Right, maybe yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. But
it's in the agam. Why is it not still the mishus of the one who did the mishicha?
For Mulzik, that's dinner. There's a sophic. It's a sophic over there, right?
Right, but isn't he considered the
Mulzik
even if he's not physically holding it?
Not if it's a sophic whether he owns it or not. Right, that's the question over there, right? Whether the ownership changed, right? Okay. Yeah, I'll call upon him. All right, so Tosfos says that I'll leave with the emes. That's true, right? But that wouldn't be a problem, right? Because that could be takel maskanas gemara. Things could change over. The gemara is not masking to the psak that Shmuel said, and that's good for the issue. I'm not fine. So this gemara at this point is going that more kama is takel better, but nothing more comes out not like that. So that's why in other sugis you'll find that mulzig is better than more kama, right? That's what Tosfos says. However, Tosfos has other issues in Shmuel Mineu Bey, right? For the Gemara to have a Saka Daitoch over here, that Morakam is better, Tosfos has other steers, and therefore Tosfos has to make this a Ktas adjustment to over here. Why? And therefore Tosfos says over here that even this Gemara agrees that essentially a mulzik is better than a morakamo, and there's a reason over here why the mulzik can't help us. Here, if you turn to Tosfos on Omid Beis, you want to go down like around 10 lines, 10, 11, 10, 12 lines, v'nir l'rivo. V'nir l'rivo, the davka hocho she'machzik atzmi misupik b'poro v'ein le'shum taina b'ruru. Ha'v'chezkosa kemanda lesa. Zog Tosfos, in this case over here, it's a sophic, right? And even the tainus over here...
Michael said a story like this before.
Yeah, okay, we'll speak out what this svar is, then we'll see whether this is what was mentioned before, right? This svara that Tosfos is saying right now is that if the Mursich himself doesn't have a taina brura, doesn't have a taina svada, he himself is only a sophic. So Tosfos says, "V'hav cheskos the kemanda lesson, who does lean and bosa chazok the morakamu." Now, so, but let's just put this together over here, right? Zok Tosfos that in Achanami, ba'alma, in other situations when the musik is taka a full strong musik, then avada musik is better than a murakama, right? The reason why Shmuel saying in this case over here that the murakama is adif, that's because the musik himself, right, which is the Bala Hamor who made the Mashiach over here, he doesn't know, right? I mean, he would like very much that his Hamor was alive at the time of transaction, but otherwise he doesn't know. No one knows what it is, right? It's a situation of a Shema. So that's why over here that his Mochzokas doesn't help, right? Now, Tosfos Taka talks very strong, and that it's command the lesser, right? Maybe that might be part of Shmuel's chiddush over here, that the musik is command the lesser. Now, but we just have to theorize that. In fact, according to the way I was explaining, right? Then, and everyone is a suffix over here. So if I was telling you that the din of Mordekam itself is also just a type of Mulzokus, right? And you tell me that a Mulzokus doesn't help if you're only a Shema, right?
So no, but he's Vada the Mordekam.
Right, yeah.
He's a Vada Mordekam. There's no doubt that he's the Mordekam.
Okay. That could be. Mm-hmm. The Shema is not going to affect it. The musik.
His whole musikness is all besuffing in the whole suffering. He might not be musik even just. The kinyan might not have been a kinyan, and the mashiach wasn't a mashiach, and then the whole transaction never took place. And then he's not really the
mufsik. Okay, like we spoke before, it doesn't mean there is a valid suffix over here, right? So you can't do away with the suffix. And once there is a suffix, so that really should be sufficient to make him a mufsik, right? So what we're just saying is that the mile of a mufsik is only if you have your backing. If your tiny is, you're tining that side. That with a tiny's body, then we could rechazach with your holding, because that's what you're saying. You know, you're rightfully holding it. But if you yourself don't even have a tiny's body, then there's nothing backing the fact that it's by you. So then the fact that it's by you is not going to help in the sophic. All right, that's more or less what this svara over here is. But akoponim. But if you want to work along those lines, right, and try to have it that the tiny Shema only affects a Muzik Mamish, right? Since he has no history, the history is not Kaivehim, it's just the Metzius Dika Muzokus. So that's when he needs a tiny's body. But if the Muzokus is based on history, which is proven history, so then that's not affected by tiny's bori to a Shema, right? So that would explain this, right? Akoponim, but we're just making the cheshbon that, you know, even after we explain this, but, right, you always have to just work out the bolts doesn't, right? So we explain why the muzik doesn't help over here, and why doesn't that also apply to the murakama? So, right, so you gave an explanation why that's so. Okay, fine.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe this doesn't work it out. Before we had a question, why doesn't the chazak of the girl work for the father?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't answer the question of mm-hmm. why, but one thing I might have heard, if I understood it, is that it's not a koach ataina. The father can't even come with a taina based on the chazak. For the girl, it gives her a taina, because she can make a taina. But the father doesn't even have a taina. So I'm wondering if you can say the same thing here, that the chazaka on the behema, it might be It might be a chazaka in some situations, but it doesn't give him a koach hatayna to say that there was a good kinyan. He has to make a taina that the kinyan was a kinyan, because otherwise he admits that there was a marakama. I admit that the behemi to you, but there was a kinyan. But he doesn't even have a koach hatayna. If the chizk is a goof of the behemi, it doesn't even give him a koach hatayna to say that there was a kinyan, then maybe he doesn't have an anything. And then, like you're saying, then his, you know, the fact that he's holding it again becomes like a nothing.
Okay.
And the chazkas a goof is a nothing for him.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know.
It's Kenzine. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm saying stress or not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think about that. So wanted to mention Saksenochmos. So the point over here is that there's a new piece that comes in this step which we hadn't really been working with before. That's the Mora Kamel, right? And that's really all the Baal Pora has over here, the Mora Kamel. And that's what Shmuel's Psak, according to the Mora, says over here, is based on. And we just discussed, said over a Tosfos, that in under what conditions is it that the Morukamo will have that defis over here. And the way the reverse says, it's only because that the Mosek is a Shema. Since the Mosek is a Shema, so that's when the Morukamo has an adifis over that. Okay? All right? Okay, so this last piece over here, maybe it's a little darker, a little fine-tuned, but the main point that we want to remember over here is that Shmuel's Psak is based on a Murakama. Now, the reason why it might be Kedai to hold on to the fine points is because the Gemara bringing a Raya, we gotta know, you know, what are we bringing a Raya to? Right? What is the point? And, you know, the Gemara's issue about whether we have the Raya or not, that there, you know, where's the final Raya to? The Maskonas HaGemara, that the Gemara is Chayzer, so, you know, what point is not true, right? It's just setting things up to know what we're working with and what is in question. Okay, so let's see the Gemara over here for a couple of minutes here. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Now there's a Tanatuna, right? There's a Tanatuna. Let's see what we could possibly bring a raya to. V'tanetuna kalu. Zoktumara hei kalu. Which bovo in our Mishnah would be a raya to this? Zoktumara ilema kalu bevei savihom. So let's hear. Right. The din of our Mishnah, kalu bevei savihom. Let's see the Rashi, right? Zokrashi, Ilema Kalba Vesavi, Reisha Damasisun Shabo Lidin, Buddha Rusa. Right? This is the Rashi on Oman Aleph, right? Ban Rashi Noma Aleph. Ilema Kalba Vesavi, that means Reisha Damasisun Shabo Lidin, Buddha Rusa. The Katana the Mishnah says over the Hav Torah Lohavi Rayom. Now, Rashi just guides us over here. Usfirle Lishmuel, Krebeleze, Domoki Lo, Betray Tanoi. Now Rashi tells us that the Tanatuna that will be Ringarai, and we know that there are the different explanations in the Mishnah, right? So how is he learning up, right? The Mishnah. So Rashi is Filish Mukher Belezer, the Mukha betray Tanoi. Rafila Nichnas Alochupa Isle Litana de Resha Shav Torah Lahavi Raya. Zokt Rashi that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lezer, right? Rabbi Lezer is the first terrace of the Gemara, which says that the Tava Mishishanazu Leishanazu is that the Reisha and the Sefer don't shtim with each other. The Reisha is Rabbi Yeshua, and the same din would apply even if it's Nimtzis first Nishus HaBaal. That the halacha is that we go both at the cheskas moment, and the av always has to bring the raya. The crash of afal pi shiloi noilad sofik birshusoi. Even if the sof was not noilad birshusoi, the hainu the sefer. Almo. So let's hear. Almo Zakrashi Einoi Goive Momin Misofik. Almo Einoi Goive Momin Misofik. The din is, the ratio of the Mishnah is Rav Yeshua. Yeshua holds that you go bosar the muhzik. Almo in a gave moment misofik. V'hai nami, let's see what this means. V'hai nami, this is what we might have wanted to bring in a raya. V'hai nami lo yachzik b'poras chaver misofik. Right, so the issue over here is that whether he could hold on to the parum. He could be goive, right? Make the transfer, right? From the original owner to himself. Alma ene goive momen misofik. Hainami lo yachse beporos chaver misofik. Ve'af agav shahasof ha'pishus chaver ino ilad. Sharek farnas is mishichem. Hakoponim, Rashi says that what the Gemara is speaking through over here would be a raya that hagam that the sofik was noilad in the shush of the other person. Basically, we're not the rishus that the sofik is not mal umir. It doesn't help the bal hachamor, right? And that's what's going to be according to.
Why is he called a gova mama?
Who are you?
Bal hachamor.
So the goyve moment, the Gemara is understanding right now is in the transaction, right? That's what it would mean, right? And he's taking over the ownership, right? That's what the issue of it is.
He already did the mashiach.
Well, it sounds like Rashi here implicitly is assuming a marakama, no?
What do you mean with that?
Well, this. Enu gova mamon misafik. He seems to be assuming that it was vaday in the reshus of the marakama, and now there's a suffik whether the kingdom was a kingdom.
Okay, actually, doesn't give us the names and of what these powers are, right? Right, but that's what it is, right? Now that's what we're saying, right? He can't collect from the other person. What is this other person in the Sofik over here?
Why is he collecting if he's the Muxuk?
Where are you? In the Mishnah? The Bala Chamor.
If he's the Muxuk, why is he the one that's being called collector?
So, I mean, it definitely is clapping the original owner. Right, that's what we're referring to, right? He's taking over ownership. That's the collection that we're talking about.
But he's the muhsin.
That's true. I mean, the muhsik is that's his position, right? That's what his position is. I mean, but the muzakka doesn't help him, right? That's what we're coming to say, right?
He doesn't need to be govern mamon. He just has to keep things the way they are.
Let me see. In the Mishnah itself, we're bringing a raya really from, sounds like from Rashi that Be'ikr were showing, coming to show the Sefer, right? In the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Mumim were Noilad, in the Shus of the Av,
Baal.
In the Baal, right? And on that Rashi says, the fact that the Noilad over here don't, it's not Migareya, the Av still has to bring the raya. He can't be goyve misofik. The Gemara is thinking right now at this point that that's also considered a gviya from a morakama. I mean, this really is what the Gemara is going to ask in a moment the Midomi. But if you want to know at this point what was the Gemara thinking, right? That's lechor what the Gemara is thinking over here. That any goyva misofik. Right, that's what. That's
the
what
money is by the husband.
So, okay, so you mean you're that's the midomi of the Gemara, right? We're just trying to figure out that what was the even the sachet aitach, if there was a sachet aitach over here, right? Are you saying any more than the midomi of the Gemara? Right, that is what the Gemara is saying, right? Hosam maisi avrayu ummapik. Over there, the need is to be moitzi, like you're saying, right? He had, the Baal has the money, and that's what aloha is, that the Av has to bring the Rai. He can't be moitzi. Hochom, maisi balach mo rayu moikim. And he's being machzik. So the Gemara definitely, is saying what you're saying. Such a Gemara over here, right? It doesn't sound like the Gemara had a real havamina. It's an ilaim over here, right? Sometimes, you know, you have a Gemara, someone, you know, wants to learn something and someone could ask Hashem Midomi, then you have to explain, you know, what did he originally hold. But in this Gemara over here, it sounds like the Gemara is going from the Cheshbain. It's like, you know, he said that Tanatuna Kailas, what could he have meant? Zokti Gemara, you know, if he was saying the ratio, that there's a Midomi on that. Right, so how much does that get off the ground or not? Right, you know, I don't know how hard we have to work, you know, to make it work. There was some kind of tzushal the Gemara is making, but the difference is pretty obvious. The chayru midomi, right? That's the Gemara saying. Okay, so let's hear again. So what we're trying to bring a raya. In our case, Shmuel's paskening that we're taking away from the muzik, right? The physical muzik, right? And we're giving the parah back to the Baal HaParah, and that now you want to bring a raya to that. You don't see that over there, right? Over there, on the contrary, it's the physical muzik who's getting it. So if Shmuel's chiddush over here is that the morakamo, right, is odif from the muzik and adrab, we see the morakamo as the muzik, that you wouldn't see a rai from over here. Our Gemara we're talking about it's just a muzik. That's what you have in this Gemara. So when the Gemara says hocho maisi balach amor rayo umoikim. What the Gemara means to say is that I mean he's the physical muzik, right? That's what I was over here, right? Right. So
in the Sefer, the husband is the marikama for the money of the tzubet. He's also the muzik.
Right. And the Gemara doesn't say that. So obviously, it's not holding by the marikama.
Right. So on guilt, there's never a shayla of a marikama. Right, on, because that's the question is, we know it's your money, that's not the issue, right? It's more than that, right? It's currently your money. We want you to pay your money. That's the issue over here, right? So there's no question who the coins belong to, right? We're not going to get there. But it's only the gay, let's say in the case of Kedushin, right, when I gave you money, and now the question is, did the transfer go through? So then you can talk about a morakama on that guilt, right? Right? But when you're talking about a hischaivus, do I owe you money? Right? I'm asking it's your money. I want you to give me your money.
I want you to give me my money.
Right.
So you're saying there's no such thing as
marikama? When the question is of a hischaivus, right? A payment, okay. Right?
Right, but the Gemara doesn't come back with that answer and say, oh, by Shmuel's case, there's a marikama. By our case, there's no marikama. It could have given that answer and it didn't give it.
So what is the Gemara? The Gemara is really working with the muzik, right? That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Right? The Gemara is making the difference in the muzik. The Gemara is saying, oh, right, that in the Mishnah, the muzik is holding on to over here. You're trying to take away from the muzik. Maybe you have an explanation because you have a better muzik than Murakama, but you don't see that over here, right? On the contrary, all you see in the Mishnah is that the Mulzik is the one who's winning.
Because he couldn't have learned Marakama from Mishnah because there is no Marakama, and he said Tanatuna. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, it's definitely not connected. In our Mishnah, the Mulzik is winning, right? So you're not showing me Marakama connected to Mulzik. Okay, let's jump over here, because the time is stuck a little late over here. Here we'll to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Zokt the Gemara Amar Nachman Yitzchok Kal Mevesevil Kedushin. Yeah, Zokt the Gemara that the Raya, according to this, the Tana Tuna from the Mishnah, will be the halacha of Lagabi Kedushin. Right, Kal Mevesevil Ulu Kedushin.
Till now we thought we were talking about the Ksuba.
Right. Right. Now that we're going to talk about the Mois Kedushin, that's what we just discussed before. So now, money which is transferred, thinking that we're making a transaction, if there's a Mekach Tois, so then, you know, the money still belongs to the giver. Right? So this is a question.
Is called the Marakama in this case?
Right. Right. Right? So that's what the Gemara is going to be saying over here, that if the Halacha, if we could, whatever the basis, where however we know this is, but if we know that the din is Allah of Lahavi Raya, and the din is that he has to give back the mois over here, even though he's a muzik on this gelt right now, nice, the gelt is by him, right? So this taka will be comparable.
Even though the father has cheskas aguf in his favor, and he's the muzik on the money.
That's Shmuel. That's Mama Shmuel. Right. So that's the Dimyan. Right? Over here. That's what we're saying.
So
right?
Even though the Balak Hamar has the Chazak of the animal, the donkey was alive for the last minute possible, and he has, and he's being muchsik in the power, he still has to give it back.
Right, right. That's that Difus, that's what we're showing over here. The Difus of Marakama. Mm.
Okay.
Rashi will learn this also, that talking about Marakama.
So you have to make your dukum in Rashi, right? I don't see Rashi talking this nusuch, right? You have to listen to the Rashi carefully and see if you pick up from Rashi how he's explaining this Gemara. Akoponim, but in Tosfos Akoponim we have something clear to start with Akoponim, right? If you want to start making dukum, that maybe that there are other ways to learn that could be. But just to get the Gemara off the ground over here. Okay? Alright.
And because of the Meisfei, we reject the whole thing that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, and we only stay with Rambam Yecheskel's explanation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's such a powerful Meisfei.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's
it's
what's
all happening. Based on the fact that it's not normal.
Leipzika, right.
It's
right.
Not normal for him to take
there's
down
a teretz.
There's
a teretz, right, right. There's a teretz, but that teretz is not accepted. Teretz, right.
It seems like the majority of the time, or almost always, he had to pay for the animal before he takes it.
Right. Now, Roman by Yecheskel, I mean, he apparently had. He heard a different shiur from Shmuel, right? So he's not solely coming from the question from this trefa maramokim, right? Navos, you know, right? That he's coming to say that.
So by
Machzor
Par B'Chamor, according to Rambam Yecheskel, the Baal HaChamor made the Mashicha on the para, and then we have a subject when the Chamor died. So, the words he says, Kol Shenolad Safek Rishus Alav Araya, whose Rishus was the Safek Nolad in that case?
It was Nolad. I mean, he's passing that the Loch is Faker, that the din is that the Baal HaChamor holds on to the Parah, and it would sound like what he's saying is that since it was first done after the Mashiach, so we assume that it died afterwards, and therefore it was a good transaction.
So when it says the suffix is null by reshus, so whose suffix, whose reshus was the suffix null by mach par b'chamor?
In the reshus of the Baal HaChamor.
The reshus of the Baal HaPar.
Baal HaPar. I mean, the suffix was noilad after the paro. Let's call it was after the paro was in the rishus of the Baal HaChamor.
So, whose rishus was the suffix noilad? The chamor was in the rishus of the Baal HaPar. So the suffix is noilad in the rishus of the Baal HaPar, right?
Okay. Well, you want to call it, like to call it that. The suffix was not after the transaction.
And the chamor, the question is the chamor when he died, when the chamor died, and it must be the chamor must be in the reshus of the Baal HaPar because it's after the Mashiach.
After right. The we assume that it happened after the Mashiach. That's what it's saying.
With kol shenola suffix, how do you the nola the suffix has to be it has to because he. He's going to come out that the Baal HaPar has to bring a proof, so it has to be that the suffix is null in the reshus of the Baal HaPar, according to Rambam Yecheskel. Is that correct?
Right. So, I mean, but regardless, what we're saying is that since the suffix was null, it means that you found the chamor mace after the transaction was made.
So it
means the rishus of after the transaction. So in the transaction would transfer, right? So therefore we say that the mace was in the rishus of after the transaction. So the transaction would have put the chamor into the rishus of the original Baal Parah.
Right.
Right, so that's why that chazaka tells me that we have to assume that it happened in this rishos. Kanim se kan hoyu.
And the proof from our Mishnah.
So Rashi says that that Shmuel holds like Rav. Right, that's the pshat of Mishnah and kanim se kan hoyu. Right. Right, which therefore this is important. This is Michael will tell you this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim had to learn over here. But according to Rashi's learning, and this is the Maskaras Gemara. So then the Teretz of Rava, right, will be halacha kanim su kan hoyu, right? Because that's what this halacha of Shmuel is based on.
And also it ends up like Gamliel, which we're
supposed to know from then, right. We know that from over there, and that's really, you know, Tosis's problems with Rashi in the beginning of the sugya.
Rashi himself right. Points out the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rashi himself. Point of the problem, which
I think he means this Rashi here. I think that's what he means.
Oh,
and Rashi says
the problem is that back of the here. Days we paskin halacha k'regamliel.
No, maybe I have the wrong Rashi.
This Rashi here, right? This Rashi Ilema. Because hechma k'min esugi d'shmaite d'shmuel k'rebelezer. Right, Mishum Maisi Rai, you're very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Rashi himself is bothered by the question.
Right. So Rashi says Akoponim that Behechor you have to learn like that. Akoponim, that's Rashi sugya. Right. That's what Rashi is saying over there. Right. That it can't work according to the other terutzim. Yeah.
You said there might be a Rashi that explains that this lesson over here, Yimshach.
Yeah, so there's a deek in the Rashi over here. The first Rashi, Moshech Baal Chamor Sapor VaChamor Hoyo BeBeis Bailov Usnan Klanaset Domim BaAhar Kimin Shizocha Ze SheMoshech Echer Mehem Now Rashi says, "Nischayev chaver ba'inse chalip in mechol mokum shehem." Right? Yes. Now we were probably expecting Rashi to say that once you make the kinyan, fine, the transfer of ownership is finished, fine, and he owns it, right? You know, but why is Rashi talking about oinsin, right? Right? That he suffers, right? He's responsible, right? He suffers for any oinsin which happened. Why are you getting so specific? I mean, once you make the transaction, it's yours, and now it's yours. You know,
let's say it goes out and after the transaction, it goes out and gores a bunch of other animals.
Yeah, right.
All halachas. The new owner has to pay for all the damages.
Right. So that mashmois in Rashi, you have to see the sugya in Kiddushin over there. But this Rashi might give a mashmois that maybe in Ochanami that it's not a full kinyan legabe everything, right? Concerning such a thing like this, you know, the oinsim he suffers, but there's still mokman to make a mashicha to be right to be goymer.
That's why it says earlier is chalipin is agba. Is that the issue? And we're discussing why is there mashicha?
No. The question was that. Lehispik limshoich.
Right. So how do you make a kinyan chalipin?
So I think what his question was that lechora a chalipin, one person does it and Shane makes the transfer and then it's finished.
Why we had to bring the second person in? Okay, I got it.
Right. Okay. So he's saying it's not legabi lekinyan. I'm just going to repeat to make sure I'm understanding right. Not legabi lekinyan. It's maybe legabi other kinds of issues.
So it'll be kinyan. You'll be making kinyan, but concerning other things. Now you'll be goyim. You'll be completing the kinyan. That's what it'll be.
You still have to do a mashiach to finalize certain aspects.
They're just giving you just an idea. You have to be mavardis.
According to Rami by Cheskel, the place where the suffix is found, so that overrides Cheskas Aguf, that overrides Cheskas Mamon, who has the Mamon, that overrides everything, that's the all winner, that wins everything?
Right.
Is that correct? That's it. We ignore all other
chazakas
and all other things.
Is he saying more than what Rava was saying?
Rava, we said the two against one and the whole thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. But is that what he's saying?
At two against one, he didn't even bring in Kan Nimsen, Kan Hayu. When it was a two against one. It wasn't one of them.
It was one of them.
Look at the Tosfos there.
Right.
and the Ritva on there, he explains it well. But if that's what...
Well, if Kan Nimsen, Kan Hayu just makes it a Reyesa, it's just a Reyesa? Then it's not even a Chazaka. This case, the Balach Hamar has on his favor. He has Cheskas Aguf. He's muksik in the mama in the para. What? Why should he lose because of Kol Shana on Asafik?
Isn't losing in that case. Now, according to Rashi, he's saying that the Suffolk was nolad in the Bala Paras Rishus, and the Bala Chamor keeps it.
You're right.
Right. But see, really what you need to work out is that it would seem that we're using the Kan Nimtzu to be Kaveh the Halacha. Does that mean that whatever we said till now was true as far as the Muchzik and Morakama, right? That's still true, but there's just an overriding factor. You know, as we discussed before, muhzuk, you know, might be better than a morakama, and therefore we could have, if you want to change the halacha, we could very simply explain why the halacha would be different, right?
So kol shenol tzam b'shusa alav araya always wins. We don't
call what.
Kol shenolad sabik b'shusa alav haraya. Is that the final halacha in all cases?
It's hard to give a yes to that because I don't know what everything means. But akoponim, it would seem like that's what in this situation, that's what's making the deciding factor.
But in this case, the way Rashi comes out, the Kol Shana Asem B'Shuso helps the Baal Chamor win, and the Baal Chamor is the one who's muchzik, and he's also the one who has the chazak as the goof in his favor, and he has a lot going for him.
So let me hear, what do you mean with that? You want to know, is that playing a role? Are those things playing a role?
Right.
Or not?
Right. Or is it just because Kol Shana Asem B'Shuso Olam Araya, and we ignore everything else? We just only focus on that.
One second. So the truth is, I mean, there are questions over here that we have to talk about. In the lumbus over here, in the mechanics, how things work. I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss that. We're rather past our allotted time than we usually have. So the things that we have to still work at a little bit. So I'm not.
You're not answering my question.
Right, I can't answer your question because I'm not there yet. Not at the end. We have to, a number of steps that we have to work out to see what comes out over here.
I mean, if there isn't a chezkus aguf, then the suffix would have been no let earlier, right? Aren't those two things talwi habaha? The reason that the suffix was no let in the reshus of the second person is because there was a chezkus aguf up until then.
No.
Or no?
It was because the Mashiach took place.
Okay. But and up until that Mashiach, there was a Chizkus Aguf saying that there was no suffix about now, and you
until
didn't find
Mashiach,
it now.
Until Mashiach, maybe, there wasn't even a conversation.
Right, but what do you mean to say with that? I mean, the facts are true, right? But are we using the Cheskas Haguf? I would have to work it out because we bring a raya from our Mishnah, and you have to see. Our Mishnah is a little different scenario, right? In our Mishnah, Fakert, about the. Right, the Kanimtu makes a reyesa really in the Cheskas Aguf and the Mosuk wins out. So you see, you have to see how that plays out with that with us over here.
Right there, it's working. Right. When you're looking at the ratio of the safe, whether the Kanimsio helps the Cheskas Aguf or hurts the Cheskas Aguf.
Right.
Right, so then I'll just give you a chance to say yes or no. Are you understanding that Kol Shemnola the Suffolk Rishuso is exactly the same as Kanimsio and Chanhayu, or no, they're not exactly the same?
I have a Rashi. I'm coming from a Rashi, I believe, right? That's what Rashi says.
Rashis are the same?
No, let me just say, maybe I thought I had a Rashi. What did Rashi say? Shvila Shmuel, the Kul Mastis and Chotano, Pitatsa Rova. No, sounds like he's using Rava's Yisoid for the Mishnah, right? The Yisoid, the Rava's Yisoid in the Mishnah is, right, Tanatuna. Right, Kol Shana Asem B'Shuso, the Tanatuna, right? We're bringing a raya to that from the Mishnah, Al Pishitas Rava, so that's what should follow, right? That's the chol what it means, right? That this yisoy that he's working with, he sees in the Mishnah. Al pi Rava's explanation of the Mishnah.
So they're identical, kol shenol of sabek b'shuso and kanim sekam hayu are the same.
I think so.
Oh, I didn't understand that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sure.